You don't have time to talk about God's truth? Do you want a gospel card, sir, and you can reach out afterwards and we can talk later? Well, reach out. We'll show you why the Baptists are biblical. If you go on don'tperish.com, there will be a testing up of this church to show you why it is not of God, all right? Check it out and test yourself.
Here, take a gospel card. You got this close. Oh, we don't have to run. Take a gospel card, sir. We love you. We don't stand here to cause trouble, even though they're armed guard. You know they got armed guards ready to shoot us and arrest us? Can you explain that? Does that sound like Christian love?
I don't think they're ready to shoot you.
Really? He's the first guy that marched up to us, sir, and told us that what we can and can't do and all that. You know, they don't teach the biblical gospel here that calls you out of the world. It's a compromised, man-made religion. They don't, sir. What is the gospel? Can you share it with us?
The gospel of Jesus Christ, saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
So how do I do that? How does a man gain eternal life?
Yes, I mean, do you even want a reason? Or
I want you to preach the gospel to me.
Accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
What Bible verse says accept Jesus?
Acknowledging that his death, burial, and resurrection.
Okay, so now you're on the right path. So it doesn't say accept Jesus. The Bible actually says we're accepted of God. So you believe in Jesus. Well, sir, the gospel's technical. It's something we got to get right. By faith in Jesus, we agree his death, burial, and resurrection. What must a man do?
Confess it with his mouth and believe in his heart.
Does he have to repent?
Well, yeah.
Okay, you didn't say that.
Changing my mind of old to new covenant to following Jesus Christ.
And you change your ways, sir. You got to come out of all your sin.
Well, yeah, changing your ways.
Okay, so by faith, you got to repent. Now, you have to repent.
Hold on a second. Are you just picking at the fact that I'm not able to...
No.
To get somebody saved or like that I don't
have... No, I want to preach the gospel to you. By faith in Jesus Christ, you must repent. Repentance is turning from every false way, like man-made religion.
Okay, so what church do you go to?
We belong to the one true church. It's Christ. It's the ecclesia. There's no name of it.
So where's
can we finish the gospel first? Could we finish the gospel?
Go ahead.
By faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, you have to repent. Repentance is coming out of the world. No gospel that doesn't call you out of the world will save you. That means you come out of sports, politics, entertainment, media, culture. You come out of it. You come out of false man-made religion. The Baptists are keeping Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, worldliness that are all inventions of the Roman Catholics and Satan. You got to repent and come out to holiness. When God sees you're willing to obey, you'll get the Holy Spirit. You'll be born from above. And the fruit you're born...
So you can't watch sports?
Can I finish the gospel? I'll cover that. The fruit that you're born of God is you desire holiness and obedience to follow the kingdom of God, not Satan's kingdom, and endure to the end. Sports, sir. Are sports of God? Did he invent the NFL? Is it carnal, covetous, violent, idle, fleshly? Does that sound like Jesus Christ, sir? It's not of Christ. See, these places don't teach you that. They don't call you. Because the pastor is probably the biggest sports freak you ever saw. It's a wicked place that is going to damn your soul and your children's soul unless you turn and seek the risen original Savior, not this man-made compromise. See, you don't know the biblical gospel because they're not teaching it to you. We want you to know it. We love you. We care for you. Why do we do this? We don't make any money.
You're pretty sin-conscious there, buddy.
Jesus said, go sin no more.
He did.
Why shouldn't we be sin conscious? It's going to damn your soul.
But you know what? Even in the old covenant, it wasn't about the absence of sin. It was about the presence of the atonement.
Yeah, we don't keep the old covenant.
You're right. We keep the new covenant.
Right. So but in the new covenant, it tells us to go sin no more. And Ananias and Sapphira...
So is the gospel of Jesus Christ about the absence of sin or the presence of the atonement?
It's about both. It's about both. You must repent.
By accepting Jesus Christ.
No, nope, you don't accept him. You follow him.
Okay, as being a follower
you follow
of Jesus Christ,
that means you leave sin. Here, John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. John 15:14. If you are, you're my friend, if you keep my commandments.
Sir, I have a question for you.
That goes together.
Is following Christ through the Holy Spirit of God going to let you stay in sin?
No.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
This is sin.
Hebrews 10 says...
But if I'm grace conscious...
Hang on, you're not talking... Those are terms not found in God's word.
Right.
Hebrews 10.
You're right. So neither is the Trinity. Trinity is not found in God's word either.
But the whole idea of the Trinity is actually very clear. But just going by grace, you're not saved by grace alone and faith alone. Not one Bible verse says that. You're saved by grace through faith. And what is a saving faith? Of following Jesus. And following Jesus means you leave all sin.
Are you trying to say that these guys aren't following Jesus Christ?
No, they're not following the biblical Savior.
They're following man-made religion.
They're following a false Savior. Yeah.
But men are the ones that wrote the Bible.
Oh, they teach you that? They teach you that? It's Holy Spirit inspired, sir.
I wasn't born and raised a Baptist.
I hope you repent and come out of it. But the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, sir, is the inspired holy word of God.
I agree. So,
it wasn't written by men.
To say that it was written by man?
No,
also,
it's not written by men.
It's given by God. It's inspiration of God,
not just written by men.
It was still written by a man's hand.
God recorded it using a man, but the words are right from God.
Okay, so
that's not written by man.
Any of these denominations, whether it be Catholic, Protestant,
which are all false,
go down the
list. They're all false.
Yeah,
Baptist.
Those were created by hands, man's
by
hand,
Satan.
But how do we know that they weren't inspired by the Holy Spirit?
Because they don't
just like the Holy Bible.
Because they go against the word of God. Yeah. Christmas, you can't find it in the Bible. Practicing
right.
it.
But it's
Easter,
not,
you can't find it.
You're right. Christmas is that terminology.
It's a pagan holiday.
You're right. Some of the derivatives are.
Not derivatives. The derivatives. Christmas was never ordained by God. Neither is Easter. Neither is Good Friday. And you practice all of them here. It's a lie. It's a lie. Jesus didn't even die on Friday.
I agree.
They practice lies. One lie is going to put you out of the kingdom. Revelation 22, 14 and 15.
No, it's not a lie that keeps me out of the kingdom, and it's not sin that keeps me out of the kingdom either.
You think that you're going to live in sin and enter the kingdom of God?
You think I'm not going to sin again? You think you're not going
to
sin again?
You have to repent of your sin.
Jesus died once and for all sin, past, present,
repent of sin.
In
Hebrews 10:26.
So you mean to tell me that you haven't sinned?
Hebrews 10:26. When I sin, I have to repent and be cleansed.
Since you become Hebrews
10:26 says, there is now therefore
it's biblical
no
denial if you
sacrifice.
Think
there
again.
Is no sacrifice if you live in willful sin. Willful sin is sin I keep doing.
I'm not talking about willful sin.
Willful sin is this pagan system.
Willful sin is a sin
worldliness.
That you know and you keep doing.
Worldliness is
if
a sin.
If you know it and you keep doing it and you don't forsake it, that's
it's not covered
sin.
By Christ.
If you stumble in your flesh and you get up and repent, yes, that sin is covered.
Yeah. They're
if you do not repent and turn away from your sin, you have no sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. That's called trampling the blood of Christ, sir.
Yeah. Are you married?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question? Can your wife, go with other men? Why not? She's yours.
Sure.
What if she does? You're just going to say, it's okay, we're all sinners, you can go do that? No, you hold her to the standard of God. We're the bride of Christ. He says, come out of all sin. We love you. They're not teaching you this. This is an itchy-eared goat farm, sir. And I have thousands of articles on my website that expose man-made religion.
Yeah,
my brother has a website, too.
Your website.
Yeah, and my brother has lots of articles, too. The reason is very few are going to find eternal life. The word few in Matthew 7 means puny. A puny number of these people will enter heaven. Jesus said in Mark 7, howbeit in vain you worship me.
It's not just Baptists. But
it's all of them. We stand outside all of them. But
sure.
Jesus said in Mark 7, you worship me in vain for your teaching of man-made traditions. That's what you're doing here. You're worshiping God in vain, sir. We love you. We want you to go a lot
they're
deeper.
They're teaching my kids about King David and King Saul and all
Why
the...
don't you teach your kids that?
Yeah.
The word of God
Because I
doesn't...
do too.
Yeah, well, you don't need them, but...
No.
You,
but
here.
I need community.
No, you don't. Not
I
unbiblical.
Don't need community.
Hold on. Not
Come
unbiblical
on.
Community. Not people that are going to teach your kids to be worldly and carnal.
When Paul talks about the don't forsake the gathering of the saints.
You know what that means? Where is that found in Scripture? It's in Hebrews 10:25. You know what it means? It actually means not leaving the gathering unto Christ. And we do gather with biblical saints. You don't gather in sin and worldliness.
Yeah, it's called the fellowship of the saints, not the fellowship of sinners and the congregation of the dead.
It's the ecclesia. That means called out ones.
We're all sinners.
No, the Bible doesn't call his saints sinners. He calls them saints.
Right,
when you
saints
live
now.
In willful sin, now you're a sinner. Sir, what sin can't you leave? What sin can't you repent of and leave? And stop for God's glory? Name it, please.
You you still need community.
Which one?
No, hang on.
We do need community. Hold on. You do need community. We have, look at this. Look at community. My brother's holding godly and my wife. How many do we need? The Roman Catholics have a billion. Why don't you go join them?
Because
they're a pagan religion. This is also a false religion.
I don't agree with some of their doctrinal, but at least they're pointing people to Jesus Christ.
No, it's the wrong Jesus. Or Paul warned, in the last days, there'll be a false gospel, false spirit, false Jesus. Again, go back. What sin can't you leave for the glory of God by the power of the Holy Spirit?
Any? Come on.
None.
I can't think of one.
Why would you call yourself a sinner? You don't need to live in sin. We want better for you, sir.
See, they're already teaching your children heresy.
Yeah, we want better for you, sir. You can email us. We'd love to help you.
That is called, sir, having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. You're denying that the Holy Spirit can help you.
When we follow Jesus Christ, I'm therefore no longer a sinner. I get that because I'm covered by the blood of Jesus Christ.
That's not true. When Simon in the book of Acts went to Peter and said, "Can I buy the Holy Spirit?" Simon's a believer. Baptized believer. When Simon went to Peter and said, "Can I buy the Holy Spirit?" Simon rebuked him. Go read about it.
Sure,
Simon rebuked him. Peter rebuked Simon. Why? He was a believer. Because if you live in sin, the blood of Christ doesn't cleanse you. 1 John says, if we walk in the truth, sir, then we're cleansed. You got to walk in the truth to be cleansed, sir. You can't live in compromise and man-made religion. It's going to cost you your soul and your children's soul. We want you to have the truth. You could have a community of believers that would encourage you to go deep in the truth. And guess how many there are? Very few. There's not thousands like this.
In love, sir, all you've been spouting here is a bunch of platitudes that are very common in man-made denominational churchianity. None of what you have told us comes from the Word of God.
Yeah.
You cannot open up your Bible and tell us one of the things that you've told us. Oh, we're all just sinners. Oh, it's just through grace.
Yeah.
Oh, about sin conscience. None of what you have told us is actually found in the Word of God. You know where it comes from? Man-made doctrines and denominations.
And Satan, ultimately.
Three-quarters of what I tried arguing with you guys didn't even come from the pulpit of this church.
Well, but that's what they believe, though. They do believe those things.
But that's what...
We know,
all they have
we know the Baptist
the
faith.
Sure, they don't believe in speaking tongues and they're weird about healing, whatever, but it's like I still need a gathering of the saints.
No, you don't, sir. Not unbiblical gathering of saints.
So what,
the Bible says,
church?
Ready?
Sir.
Hold on. The Bible says in Romans 16:17, mark and avoid those who leave sound doctrine. You're supposed to mark anyone that leaves sound doctrine and avoid them and walk in purity and truth. Okay? That's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to unite with people that live in sin. You're supposed to come out from among them and be ye separate.
They're not willingly living in sin.
Yeah, they are, sir. They are. Because they know about these pagan holidays.
They're trying to live right.
No, they're not, sir. They're not repenting and coming out of their man-made system. They've sold the truth for lies. We prove it at our website, sir. And you know what else is true? No, these men come out and they don't even bring their Bibles. Two men came out as soon as I gave them the gospel and told them why the Baptist faith is wrong.
I got the Bible app. I got three different Bible apps on my phone. So what does it matter if I have a book or if it's
no,
on my phone?
No. They wouldn't talk the Bible. They wouldn't talk the Bible. I gave them the gospel and why the Baptist faith is wrong. They turned around and walked away. They have no answer. Just like you have no answer. Well, what sin can't you leave? You have no answer. Where's Christmas in the Bible? No answer. Where's Easter in the Bible? No answer. Where's feminism? Look at our women. They cover their heads.
This is just acknowledging when the birth of Jesus Christ was.
It's strange. We don't even know when it was. December 25th.
We're not trying to say
it's a lie.
It was actually on the 25th.
It's a lie.
That's just when we acknowledge it.
But it's a lie. And Easter's a lie. Easter's a lie.
How is Easter a lie?
God never ordained you to celebrate Christmas, sir. God didn't ordain you to celebrate it. You're practicing strange fire.
We're not necessarily supposed to celebrate Jesus' birth.
No, thank you. They do. Thank you. Now you're confessing some things.
I've done it for my whole life, and I don't see
you need to repent of it because God didn't ordain it.
Because I shouldn't acknowledge his birth?
No. We're supposed to proclaim his death.
You sound like you're talking crazy now.
What Bible verse?
So you mean to tell me Easter, we shouldn't acknowledge when his burial?
Every day. Easter is a pagan holiday. He didn't rise on Sunday. And we're supposed to proclaim his death every day, sir. I was out here preaching the gospel the whole time. Every day we proclaim him. It's a pagan holiday.
Yeah, you do. But as a community, you acknowledge it.
As a community of believers, we live it every day.
Every day I thank our Lord and Savior for dying and...
But you don't mingle it to... Easter means Ishtar. It's a pagan holiday. He didn't even die on Sunday.
Yeah, but there's pagan...
Arise on Sunday.
It's about having trees in our house, too. But it's still the point of... Hey, Jesus Christ came to this
You're
world.
Compromised. You have a false Jesus. Jesus said, you must worship in spirit and truth, sir. You must worship in spirit and truth. You're not in the truth.
I agree with you on that.
They're not in truth, and you're not in truth. I love you. You got to repent. You're not in truth here. If you email me, I'll go deeper with you. I'll spend hours with Bible study together.
All right, come on, let's go.
Don't live in compromise, sir. We love you.
I'll be honest.
Don't sell out for community. Seek the kingdom of God. Seek the kingdom of God.
I do seek the kingdom of God.
But you're not living it. If you will, come out of the culture and come out of the false churches. You got to come out, sir.
Okay.
You got to come out of all things that are opposed from God. You got to walk in holiness and righteousness. Train up your children in the admonition of the Lord. We love you.